Today's lesson is jumping through history with Mario. Hi, everybody. My name is Roger.
And my name is Helen.
And today we're going to talk about Mario. And, of course, if I mention the word Mario, you're going to know exactly who we're going to talk about. That cute little Italian fellow with the big mustache. And what does he wear, a red shirt or something and blue overalls? He's quite cute, and he's in a lot of video games.
Yes, and he jumps around a lot, dodging obstacles, dodging oncoming threats, and avoiding obstacles. And he provides a lot of fun to a lot of adults and children in the games that he appears in. And he's been around for a long time, a long, long time, because I remember Mario when I was a kid, when he appeared in arcade games. So we're not talking about those handheld computer games, but games that you had to go to a particular place and drop a coin in a machine to play.
Yeah, those arcade games. I remember when Donkey Kong first came out. He wasn't called Mario then. It was just that guy who was trying to rescue the girl, but he later got the name of Mario. And we'll be talking about these details in our lesson today because we're going to be jumping through history with Mario. He jumps, and we're going to talk about his history. So without further ado, let's begin our lesson by listening to the first part.
Jumping through history with Mario.When Nintendo entered the video game market, the company had no idea it was about to create one of the most popular characters of all time. With his signature red cap and blue overalls, Mario is even more recognizable than Mickey Mouse. What is less known is that his rise to fame involved a substantial amount of luck.
大家好，第一部分我们看到单字 recognizable。这个字是形容词，指有辨识度的或是可辨识的。例如 ,Wanda wasn't recognizable after her makeover. Wanda 变身后都让人认不出来了。或是 ,The basketball star is immediately recognizable for his extreme height and athleticism. 那位篮球明星因为傲人身高和热爱体育而很容易被认出。另外以下补充几个同样以 able, able 结尾的形容词。字尾 able 表示能点点点的、可点点点的或是适合、值得点点点的。第一 enjoyable 意思是有乐趣的，像是 swimming is an enjoyable summer hobby， 游泳在夏天是个非常有趣的嗜好。第二 available 指可得到的或是有空的。举例来说 ，There are no more seats available on this flight， 这个航班没有机位了。第三 ,reliable, 意思是可靠的。我们可以说 ,the car may look old, but it is very reliable and won't break down. 那台车也许看起来老旧，但它很可靠，且不会故障。
So let's look at the first part, and it says, when Nintendo entered the video game market, the company had no idea it was about to create one of the most popular characters of all time. With his signature red cap and blue overalls, Mario is even more recognizable than Mickey Mouse.
That's good. I'm not a big fan of Mickey Mouse, so I'm glad Mario has become more popular. But of course, Mario is a product of the Nintendo company.And many years ago, when Kylie Young was working here, she introduced us to Wii, which is by Nintendo. It was like a game console or something like that. And I'm sure Wii had some Mario games in there as well. But, of course, Nintendo entered the video game market at one time. And at that time, the company had no idea it was about to create one of the most popular characters of all time. Okay, so yes, Mario is probably the most popular character from this era, from the past, and he'll be really popular in the future.
Yes, and he is very recognizable because when you think of Mario, what do you think of? You think about what he's wearing. He's wearing a red cap and he has blue overalls on, and overalls are those pieces of clothing that include trousers and sleeves or sometimes shoulder straps to keep the trousers on. And in real life, workers often wear them to keep their real clothes, non-working clothes underneath clean. So overalls are associated with workers, even though these days it's very common for people to wear overalls made of jeans. It's a piece of casual wear. But when we think of Mario, we think of his red cap and his blue overalls, and that is his signature look. And with his signature look, he has become extremely popular, and so popular that he's even more recognizable than Mickey Mouse.
Right, so if you show maybe the average 5-year-old kid a picture of Mickey Mouse and a picture of Mario, the chances are that the kid will recognize Mario more often than Mickey Mouse. So yes, indeed, he's even more recognizable than Mickey Mouse. What is less known is that his rise to fame involved a substantial amount of luck. So, yes, we know he's very popular, but what we don't know, what is less known about him, is that his rise to fame was kind of lucky, okay? He got to be popular not because he worked really hard or because he went to all the right schools and knew all the right people. It was just from luck.
Yes, and here, rise to fame is the process of becoming famous. You can also use this in the verb sense. You can also say he rose to fame very quickly, or he rose to fame in a very slow manner. So here, Mario's rise to fame actually happened because of a substantial amount of luck. So a substantial amount of luck refers to not a little bit of luck or not really a lot, but quite a lot of luck.
Okay, so we'll talk about that as our lesson continues now. Let's move on to the next part. We will listen to it first.
Mario first appeared in the 1981 arcade game Donkey Kong, where he was referred to simply as Jumpman. It wasn't until 1982 that Nintendo renamed the character Mario, a decision that, according to a widely circulated story, was brought on by an argument over rent with Mario Segale, who owned the warehouse that Nintendo was using as its American headquarters.
第二部分我们看到动词 circulate, 指像是谣言等流传、散布、传播或是循环。例如 ,someone circulated a rumor that the company was in financial trouble. 有人散布谣言说该公司出现财务问题。或是The house is a bit stuffy. We should open a window to let the air circulate. 房子里有点闷，我们应该开窗让空气循环。另外，补充这个字的名词 circulation, C-I-R-C-U-L-A-T-I-O-N, circulation, 指循环或是流通。举例来说 ,due to Kelly's poor circulation, she always has cold hands. 因为 Kelly 的血液循环不好，所以她的手都是冰的。或是The window is closed. No wonder the circulation here is so poor. 窗户是关起来的，难怪这里的空气非常不流通。再来，我们看到片语 bring on, 表示引起、造成或是导致。像是 I think my stomach ache was brought on by too much spicy food. 我想我会胃痛是吃过多辛辣食物所引起的。或是 After the new law was passed, it brought on protests from the people in the town.新法案通过之后引发市民抗议。另外，除了上面的意思，这个片语还可以表示带来或是促成。我们可以说 When the star player scored a second goal, it brought on the loudest cheers of the night. 这位明星球员的二度射门得分引来当晚最热烈的一阵欢呼。
So where did Mario first appear? Here it says he first appeared in the 1981 arcade game Donkey Kong, where he was referred to simply as Jumpman. So in the beginning, Mario didn't even have a name. He was just Jumpman, that character that jumped around from brick to brick, wall to wall. And he first appeared in 1981 in an arcade game. An arcade game is a game that is played in a machine in a place that's called an arcade. And usually to be able to play the game, you have to throw a coin in that gives you 3 chances. For instance, if you lose those 3 chances, the game stops and then you have to put in another coin. And often kids back then in the 80s spent a lot of time, whole afternoons after school, playing arcade games, using up all of their allowance money to be entertained in this way. And that's how Mario became popular. He started out in an arcade game called Donkey Kong.
Yeah, I remember when that first came out. It was one of the first video games that came out, along with Pac-Man and Destroyer and other kinds of games like that. But indeed, he was in that video game, but he was not called Mario at that time. I don't even remember what his name was at the time. Later on, I found out that he was actually called Jumpman, but I didn't see that name when I first saw the game come out. And the only character that had a name in that game that I remember was the big gorilla himself, Donkey Kong, which is weird. That's not a donkey. That's actually a gorilla or an ape or something, but it's still cute. Donkey Kong was the name of the game, and now Donkey Kong is a character in various Mario games. Now, it wasn't until 1982 that Nintendo renamed the character Mario, a decision that, according to a widely circulated story, was brought on by an argument over rent with Mario Segale, who owned the warehouse that Nintendo was using as its American headquarters. So that's where the name came from. I guess there was a landlord whose first name was Mario. So they were probably looking for a name, and they thought, hey, let's name him after our landlord, Mario. Sounds kind of cool.
Yes, or this is what the story is. This is the story that has been circulated amongst a lot of people. This is the reason that the story suggests to circulate something is to pass on a piece of information from person to person so that more and more people are aware of this piece of information, know about what happened. So the story of how Mario got his name was circulated widely, and as the story goes, it happened as the result of an argument that the people at Nintendo had with the person that owned the warehouse where they were working. Now, warehouse is a big space or a big building that is used to store goods. But in America, those warehouses eventually transformed into workspaces, into large offices or apartments where people lived. So Nintendo had its base there, and obviously they did not get along very well with their landlord, Mario Segale. And as a result, they got the idea of naming Jumpman Mario.
So, yes, that's the story that circulated. It went around. It was maybe a rumor or something. I guess we don't really know if this is true or not, but that's what people say. Okay, let's move on now to the third and final portion of our lesson for today. We will listen first.
Mario's characteristic appearance is also a happy byproduct of circumstance. Technological limitations during the 1980s made it difficult to render features like hair and mouths. So Shigeru Miyamoto gave his character a wide red cap and a thick mustache, efficiently using the available pixels to make Mario look as detailed as possible. Likewise, Mario wears overalls because his arms needed to contrast in color with his body, so players could tell he was moving them when he ran. Given how recognizable Mario is today, the restrictions placed on his design turned out to be a blessing in disguise.
最后第三部分，我们看到单字 likewise， 这个字是副词，指同样的或是照样。举例来说 ，Floyd likes to play basketball and soccer. Likewise, Jane spends a lot of time on sports. Floyd 喜欢打篮球和踢足球。同样的 ,Jane 花很多时间在运动上。或是 ,Mindy said goodnight and left the room, and Emily did likewise. Mindy 道晚安后离开了房间 ，Emily 也这样做。
So we're talking about the origins of Mario, how he came about, how he got his name, and we're also going to look at the circumstances that created this really interesting, fun character. And it says here, Mario's characteristic appearance is also a happy byproduct of circumstance. So we already mentioned that he has a very specific appearance. He wears overalls and he has a red cap. So even that, even those characteristics came about as a byproduct of circumstance.
Circumstance just refers to a situation that you don't have any control over. So sometimes we hear someone say, I'm a victim of circumstance. In other words, I'm suffering from a situation that I have no control over. The company closed and I lost my job or something. I had no control over that. Now I'm poor. I live on the street. I'm begging for money. Yes, I'm a victim of circumstance. So yes, his characteristic appearance is also a byproduct of circumstance. A byproduct is just something that is produced accidentally. It's not what they originally intended, but it got created anyway.
Right. And so what are the circumstances? What is the circumstance that is being referred to here? Well, it says technological limitations during the 1980s made it difficult to render features like hair and mouths. So Shigeru Miyamoto gave his character a wide red cap and a thick mustache, efficiently using the available pixels to make Mario look as detailed as possible. So basically, the choice to give him a red cap and overalls was because technologically, they weren't advanced enough to be able to give Mario more detailed physical characteristics. There were technological limitations. So technological refers to the technology that was involved. And limitations is a situation that puts a limit on something. So they were limited in terms of technology to be able to give Mario more detailed physical characteristics. So they settled for the red cap, so that they don't have to draw hair, and the overall so that they could contrast the body part from the arms, for instance, from the body.
Right. I believe the screens at the time were standard definition. And now, of course, we have high definition and we have 4K screens and stuff like that. So, of course, we can get lots of details. But back then, the screens were low resolution. When you talk about the resolution of a digital camera, we always talk about the number of pixels that something has, like in terms of megapixels. My smartphone has a 12 megapixel camera or something like that. So yes, the available pixels at the time were quite low, so he had to make these big features, the big red cap, the thick mustache, and the other qualities as well. A mustache just refers to facial hair that a man has. Sometimes women have them, but mostly men. It's just hair on your upper lip area.
Right. So when they drew the mustache, they were able to cover the mouth. They didn't have to deal with mouth expressions, mouth movements. And with the available pixels they had, since a pixel is a unit, the smallest unit of an image, they had to make do with what pixels were available to them. Now, likewise, Mario wears overalls because his arms needed to contrast in color with his body, so players could tell he was moving them when he ran. So the reason why Mario wears overalls is so that people can see the distinction, the difference between his body and his arms as he moves.
Exactly. So if his shirt was blue and his overalls were blue, you wouldn't be able to tell if he was running or not. So that's why this inventor here, Mr. Miyamoto, gave him different colors so they could contrast better, and then you could tell if he was running or climbing or striking a hammer or something like that, and that's why he looks like what he looks like. So yes, he wears those overalls, and of course, we need to contrast in color. I should mention that contrast is the noun, and contrast is the verb, although a lot of Americans, at least, pronounce this word the same way. Contrast as both the noun and the verb, but the dictionary will tell you that contrast is actually the verb. So yes, his arms and his legs and body needed to contrast in color so you could tell he was running. Now, given how recognizable Mario is today, the restrictions placed on his design turned out to be a blessing in disguise. So yeah, because we had those limitations, we were able to come up with the character that we all know and love today, and there's no way we would change the color of his overalls and of his shirt and his white gloves and his big mustache. We just love those qualities to death.
That's right. Instead of thinking, this character isn't detailed enough or he doesn't look very interesting, those technological limitations actually made Mario popular and lovable today.
Indeed, and he continues to be lovable as well. And so much so that we're actually going to talk about him again in our next program. So please join us then. But before we say goodbye today, we need to hear from our Chinese teacher.
Mario first appeared in a 1981 arcade game, Donkey Kong, where he was referred to simply as Jumpman. 马里奥最早出现是在1981年的机台游戏《大金刚》，那他在游戏当中呢，只被称为 Jumpman， 就是跳跃者。好，那句子里面他说到这个 arcade game， 就是机台游戏。然后我们要学的是 refer to 的几个用法哦。好，第一个是 refer to A as B。表示说把 A 称为 B， 我们在文中看到的是被动用法。那 A be referred to as B 就可以表达 A 被称为 B 了。好，举例来说 ，New York City is often referred to as the Big Apple。纽约市常被称为大苹果。好，第二个用法是 refer to， 它可以表达指的是什么什么，跟什么什么有直接的关联。像我们可以说 the word loam refers to a type of soil that is good for growing plants. Loam, L-O-A-M, 这个单字啊，它指的是一种很适合种植植物的土壤。那么 loam 的中文其实就是壤土的意思。好，再来看第三个用法， refer to 它可以表达查阅、参考，像是参考书籍啊、查阅笔记等等。像是 please refer to our website for more information. 想知道更多资讯，请上我们的网站查阅哦。那第四个我们可以用 refer to 来表达提及提到什么谈起什么什么像是 they agreed not to refer to yesterday's quarrel 他们一致同意不要再提起昨天的争执了好那么接着读到课文最后一句他说 given how recognizable Mario is today the restrictions placed on his design turned out to be a blessing in disguise. 好，有鉴于这个马里奥他今天的辨识度非常如此的高，那些设计的时候所受到的限制，结果反而因祸得福。好，那我们先看到句子里面这个 a blessing in disguise， 它是表达说因祸得福的那种意思。那么其实 blessing 呢，它就是指好事、喜事或是有祝福、福报的意思。In disguise 则是指伪装，伪装的福报。哎，这个片语就是指说原本看起来好像不好、不幸的事情，最后却带来了好的结果。所以就是像中文说的因祸得福。那另外这边还有两个重点哦。第一个是 given， 在这边是当介系词来表达有鉴于怎么样、考虑到、考量到怎么样。那么后面可以接名词、名词片语或者是名词子句。像文中呢，它就是去接 how 引导的名词子句。好，那我们来造个例句哦。Given his charismatic personality, it's no surprise that everyone loves him. 有鉴于他非常有魅力的个性，大家都喜爱他，并不令人意外。如果你考量到这件事，你就不会感到意外了。好，那么第二个重点是 turn out， 它表示结果发现怎么样，原来是怎么样。后面可以接 to be， 再加上名词或形容词来表达最后成为什么，最后被发现可能具有某一种身份啊、特性或是能力等等。举例来说 ，The movie turned out to be a huge success. 就是说结果啊，那部电影非常的成功。好，以上是今天重点整理，我们来回顾今天的单字吧。
Overalls. The mechanic wiped his hands on his dirty overalls and sat down. Circulate. The rumor quickly circulated around the school. Warehouse. Goods from overseas are stored in the warehouses by the port. Circumstance. Because of circumstances beyond our control, we have had to cancel the tour. Technological. Technological advancements over the past 100 years have improved our lives. Limitation.Limitations have been placed on the amount of money you can transfer. Likewise. Ray enjoys hiking. Likewise, camping is one of his favorite activities. Contrast. Jake's orange socks contrasted nicely with his blue jeans.
Well, that brings us to the end of another edition of our program, and please make sure you join us again next time. From all of us here, I am Roger.
I'm Helen.
See you next time.